The Bryant Park The Bryant Park blog.
Yeah,
we put that's the super and super duper Tuesday. There's video, there's audio, there's conversation, there's really cute puppies. There's also Laura Conaway, our web editor, complete with her own soundtrack.
Love that.
Laura, puppy bowl fever has taken over our staff.
It has. It started with Ian Chillog, and then it just kind of kept going. Do you want to describe Puppy Bowl, Allison? You might do it better.
I watched it last night again.
See, we got a fan here.
Puppy Bowl happens on Animal Planet. It's the fourth annual, and they basically send up the Super Bowl by having just a bunch of puppies run out on a makeshift field, and they give them little toys, chew toys, and sort of urge them to go towards the goal line either way. And along the way, the puppies frolic and they play and they nuzzle each other. But they completely ape the beginning of the Super Bowl, where they have like their baseball cards up and they explain who they are, like, you know, Princess, a Rottweiler, has been known to tackle. It's the best.
All right, so we have our own Puppy Bowl interview. We do. We have an exclusive interview with Dwight Glasby, who's the owner of Abigail Rottenbottom Glasby. It's his dog. He can name it. The Jack Russell Terrier, who was named the PetSmart MVP, and Ian Chillog caught up with Dwight Glasby.
It was a complete day of chaos. The dog just going crazy, like the promo says, no leashes. They just went nuts. They're bouncing around, even in the green room. They were just raring and ready to go get out there and have fun.
So to the dogs we go. Mm-hmm. Next up, to some Super Bowl ad comments. We posted a couple of commercials from the Super Bowl, and boy, you guys have a lot to say. One of them featured an ad about for Career Builder, where a heart jumps out of a woman's chest and heads for a new job. And another one from Sales Genie that had a Chinese panda speaking English with a pronounced accent. Mm-hmm. I pulled some of those comments. Rachel, you want to grab the first one?
Yeah, about the heart commercial. Jeff writes, I thought it was her boob exploding when I saw this last night. I was traumatized, maybe damaged for life.
Now, Phil's a tough love kind of guy. He took on the panda ad. He writes, I'm not really sure how anyone is going to see how depicting pandas eating bamboo furniture with Chinese accents is racist or offensive. It's ridiculous.
And Phil adds about the heart one. By the way, it's a heart. You've seen one before. Get over it.
There you go.
Tough love does sum it up. Okay, tonight, Twitter. You guys, twitter.com/BPP. We're going to be doing Super Duper Tuesday election coverage live on there. It's also going to be streaming live from NPR.org if you want the official take. If you want the conversational one, come join the party. twitter.com/BPP. We'll be there all night.
And before we let you go, we know that you have a best song in the world today, courtesy of one of our listeners.
Well,
it's not your theme song?
No, it's not my theme song.
All right, let's kill the theme song so we get the best song in the world today. Thank you.